Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both hit the campaign trails on Friday as the 2024 presidential election heats up. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News to discuss how red states are doing ahead of the election.
States like Arkansas and other red states across the country continue to excel and do well. I think this bodes very well for the election coming up in November. I think President Trump is on track. I think there is such a great contrast to what is happening in blue states led by Democrat governors.
New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump. USA's Laura Winters with the details.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Houston continues to prepare for the college football playoffs national championship, executive director of the CFP, Bill Hancock, has his faith in Houston's public safety officials.
The most important team for this weekend is here, is the public safety people. And I can tell you, we've been working here for the last year and more to put this on. But every time we encountered a person from public safety, they were totally professional. And I'll tell you, I'm not losing any sleep about the safety of the fans.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. A 13-year-old from Oklahoma is claiming to be the first person to beat the video game Tetris on Nintendo.
The teen goes by the nickname Blue Scooty online. He posted a video to YouTube, which seemed to show him defeat the famed falling block puzzle game. The record was previously held by an AI bot. He was maybe 40 minutes into playing the game when the teen realized he'd nearly reached the final kill screen. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A restaurant chain is closing stores across the country. USA Radio's Skip Kelly explains.
TGI Fridays is abruptly closing 36 underperforming restaurants, including some in the tri-state. 7 locations are closing in New Jersey, and 5 are shutting down in New York. The nearly 60-year-old restaurant chain said the move is part of the company's ongoing growth strategy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Happy New Year to you. Pray that it's starting off in a very positive manner for you. 2024, and I think, going into 2025, going to be interesting these next couple of years as to what's happening. You know, the political environment is already, the stage has been set, and, we got the Iowa caucuses coming up in a couple of weeks. This is going to be determinative and a clear indication on, what will happen in terms of, is there an alternative to Donald Trump? Hope upon hope, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are hoping that would be the case, that there would be some early indication. I don't see that, frankly. But, this is why we have these contests and this kind of campaigning, so that we can understand the candidates are out there and what's available to us. I think that, for most Americans, they see what Trump did for 4 years, like Dick Morris said. A lot of people can talk about theory, but he did it. And the chances of him being able to do it again, I think, are highly likely, not to mention even being that much more successful in understanding just how deep the corruption is. And it really is. It is that bad that we need a wrecking ball, going through the institutions. And, that may sound, rather harsh. But the evidence is quite clear how our government has been weaponized against everyday people. We're going to have Jake Lang here in just a moment, and he will stress that point even more so. He's been in jail for 3 long years, along with the J6 Patriots, as their cases continue to drag through this unjust system of justice. I mean, even over the weekend, Trump in Iowa demanded release of those jailed for the January 6th Capitol attack. And as we're realizing more and more, as investigative reports are indicating, that, over 200 FBI agents dressed up in MAGA outfits, what is all that about? And it just makes you wonder. I mean, inquiring people want to know. And you realize that many of those FBI agents were inside the Capitol before it even began. Okay, what does that mean? And these very same people were the ones that were holding the door open, telling the Patriots, come on in, welcome. Hey, bienvenidos, come on in and take the tour, self-guided as it is. And as one expert said, if you've ever been to the Capitol, as we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, it's a labyrinth. You've got to know where you're going. You need a guide to get you in and around it, because it's such a maze. It's difficult. And how are you going to locate Nancy Pelosi's office, for example, that it's most difficult, if not near impossible, to do that. Obviously, there were a couple people who managed to get into Nancy Pelosi's office through probably some sort of direction. And, of course, over the weekend, we heard that the Babbitt family is suing the government, you know, for what happened to their daughter. Here she is, you know, going through a window. Yes, in the melee of all the craziness and everything like that, you've got a police officer who discharges his service weapon into and basically a crowd of people. I mean, there's just no, you know, there's no sort of defense, you know, to do that. But yet Congress turned him into a hero, and they honored this guy for killing an unarmed girl caught in the, I mean, she was in the window. And it's so dangerous on so many levels, and there's just so much lying and deception is taking place all around the event, but the truth is starting to come out. Jake Lang joins us now. He is there at the D.C. Gulag, and he joins us right now on the show. Jake, welcome. Always good to be talking to you, my friend.
Bill, my brother, God bless you. Happy New Year. 2024 is going to be the year God vindicates the January Sixers. I feel it, brother.
Well, I do too, and I think it was, it's an indication when you got Donald Trump in Iowa, you know, demanding the release of those jailed on January 6th. Elise Stefanik also joined in saying, in agreeing with what the president had to say as well. So, I think that what all is going on here is many things, Jake. As you know, this situation is so unjust. I mean, and you're the walking example, you and others who have been there, you know, for three long years in the D.C. gulag and counting. People see this for what it's worth, and then we're starting to see more and more of the video footage of what is not being presented in court, the thing that was purposely kept from the American people so that the narrative that was being pronounced by Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser and Stephen's son even said, Stephen's son, he's the head of the Capitol Police. Jake, he said he didn't even get the information. He was not given intel to give him any indication of what was going to happen on January the 6th. He was kept in the dark. And after, you know, they worked him on this situation, then they fire him, right? This thing, it was such a rigged situation, which is on the heels of a rigged election. So why should we be surprised, other than we're all grieving and our hearts are breaking, Jake, for you and the other J6 patriots who, by the grace of God, have been hanging in there, you know, through this unjust process.
Amen. Yes. Glory be to God's name. He's been surely with me every single second of this last 3 years now, incarcerated without a trial, Bill, for your audience out there, guys. I'm being held indefinitely detained, in America. The laws are very clear that liberty is supposed to be the norm, that you're innocent until proven guilty, that you're supposed to be able to prepare an adequate defense. You're supposed to be able to have access to your legal counsel and the evidence that they're alleging against you. None of those things have been true. I've been moved to 13 different prisons the last 3 years. But I'm feeling stronger. I've been able to have opportunity to baptize new sons and daughters. Well, not daughters, but new sons. Mm. There's definitely no women in the prison trying to have, but new sons into God's kingdom. And, you know, he's been able to just ship me around to different places just to be at the right place at the right time for some different people. All the different jails where they're holding the January Sixers, I've seen to stop in and meet some of my other fellow persecuted brothers, J6 heroes. And it's been a wild ride for 3 years, Bill, but I've had so many amazing people stick by my side throughout this. My fiance Rachel, my father, Ned Lang. My best friend Juan Kwan, one of my assistants who's the wife of a Gen Sixer, Kelly Yoder, and the whole entire community of conservative talk show hosts and influencers and podcasters like yourself that have given me a voice. Very grateful for all of you guys just persistently sticking by the Jan Sixers, and now we're starting to see the fruits of all of our labor come to fruition. Where now Donald Trump's calling for our release. Multiple, you know, politicians up on Capitol Hill. But more than that, you know, you have probably a critical mass of 100 million Americans out there
exactly.
are praying for us and calling for our release every day. So that's
exactly.
the most important thing. The heart of the people has turned towards the truth, and they see the wicked oppression of the Biden corrupt Department of Justice. And
well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Jake Lang on the other side. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Rushing into
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to reconnect with Jake Lang. We have to talk to him in 15-minute segments because he is talking from jail, and he only has a prescribed amount of time in which we can do the interview. So we have to disconnect, and then he has to reconnect. So while he's in the process of reconnecting to come back live on the air with us, I will give you an update that we're going to be talking with Jake specifically about SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, their decision to take up the case that could have far-reaching implications for 327 J6ers who remain in jail. The 1512 obstruction of Congress charge, which carries a maximum 20-year felony sentence, is what's being argued before the high court. This potentially could even affect President Trump's case. And so we'll talk with Jake about that. Also, he's got his latest documentary that's just being released about January 6th, an update, you know, 3 years later. I mean, here he is. You know, Jake has had several birthdays. I mean, he was 25 when he first was put into prison. As he mentioned, over the last several years, 13 different prisons that he's been shipped around. But, you know, God has been using him. And Jake, as you can tell, is a man of God. And so he is there taking the gospel message to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the prison system of our government. And, you know, I wanted to talk to Jake specifically about, you know, this idea of liberty. He mentioned that. And I think what Jake is appreciating, along with all the other J6ers or anybody who is in prison, especially if you've been unjustly incarcerated, is the importance of freedom. I mean, our founding document is about liberty, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I mean, that's the crown jewel of our Constitution and our governance and our being citizens of this country. And, you know, we have those who are in power that want to compromise that. They want to steal that from us. And they can't. Because the Bible, I mean, the Bible also, but the Constitution especially, which, you know, which drew these principles from the Word of God, said these are God-given rights. These are inalienable. God-given rights. They don't belong to the state. It's not for the state, Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi, to dole out said, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is given to us by God. Now, certainly, governments can interfere with the process, which clearly they have in the last 3 years, right? I mean, we were energy independent. People have lost jobs. There's been a lot of pain here in River City because of the policies of this government, which, of course, suspicions continue that why do we have this government? Why are we suffering under this government? You know, many people are saying, look, we didn't elect this type of government. Well, we must have because it's here. And, you know, it continues. And it's not getting any better. I know there's some numbers here and you know, people want to say, well, you know, Joe Biden's going, Bidenomics is working. Well, I don't see it. I'm sorry. And I think the majority of Americans don't see it either. Because here we are. We've been forced into electric vehicles that, you know, can't even service people. And now they're realizing, you know, Americans, okay, you can go all electric, but now you've got to give up your freedom of being able to go, you know, from state to state. You're going to be connected to a cord. And every 300 or so miles, you're going to have to find your way into a charging station that could take you, you know, several hours on your road trip. So now, I mean, here we are. We're going backwards. We're not moving forward. But this is a diabolical plan. I say diabolical because are we better off? I mean, usually what happens with progress, the reason we embrace progress is because it becomes quite obvious that we're better off as a result of said policies. Well, Jake Lang has reconnected with us, so I want to bring him back on. Jake, real quick, I mentioned that, you know, the latest documentary, tell the gang about the latest documentary is out.
Oh, thanks, brother. Yeah, guys, this is a new, you know, there's been a lot of January 6th content put out there. My team made the first J6 documentary. It's still the number one viewed video ever on Rumble, called The Truth About January 6th, and that was more of a bird's eye view of what January 6th, the political implications behind it, whatnot. But this one, called Patriot Day, is actually my firsthand perspective of January 6th. We conglomerated all of the video footage from my cell phone and from other people's phones and kind of just gave a timeline, like followed my day. And you pretty much are just sitting on my shoulders throughout the whole day, and you get to see, I mean, my ride down to D.C., very joyous, sitting outside supporting President Trump at the Capitol Ellipse, and then going down towards, walking down Constitution Avenue, going towards the Capitol, you know, protesting out there. And then all of a sudden the unspeakable shift, where the Capitol Police launched an attack on an unarmed American crowd, and our refusal to back down to tyranny. And we took the building from the tyrants that killed four American people, the halls of liberty, the Constitution was yet again sanctified inside the people's house, the people, we the people, once again were inside the people's house. And it was a glorious day for imagery for the American people to see what we're capable of when we're united. And, you know, we have peaceful intentions, obviously. No one was there with weapons. But when tyranny came a-knocking, we'd go running. Red, white, blue, Bill. These colors don't run, brother.
Those colors don't run. Yes, exactly. Jake, in your group, prior to getting to D.C., did you have any insight whatsoever that the FBI may have infiltrated and knew in advance that your group was coming? Because we know this is the case for Oath Keepers and other organizations. I mean, they went after the Patriots even before January 6th. This was something that was planned and that was being being observed and tracked prior to. And you had FBI agents, we know, that had infiltrated these groups. Did you have any direct experience of that happening in your group?
No, I mean, I went down, Bill, with the most unassuming group of Jewish Trump supporters. We had two buses we rented, and these people were just the salt of the earth, Jewish men and women from New York City with me. And I drove down with one of the organizers of that. And I don't believe there was any feds in that group. I mean, these guys were like, you know, doing Shabbat dinners on Friday night and really just a very quaint group of American conservatives that came out of New York City, the Orthodox Jewish community there, which I have ties to. I'm a Jewish man, Messianic Jew. I know my Yeshua is my savior, but I don't believe there was any in that group, but for sure, the orchestration was so deep and so planted inside that crowd. We're learning more and more. Actually, I just heard yesterday that the lead prosecutor, Michael Sherwin, who started all the January 6th prosecutions, was in the crowd in plain clothes, undercover himself, at the Trump rally and speech on January 6th. Why would the lead prosecutor of the D.C. Federal court system dressed in plain clothes obvious Democrat, amongst Trump supporters? There was some real nefarious stuff going on there that day.
Yeah, without a doubt.
We're learning through the hard work of independent journalists, investigative reporters, and even some of the very few bureaucrats up on Capitol Hill who have to find really what happened that day. And I think within the next 12 months, we're going to see a complete unraveling. And this is going to turn out to be bigger than Watergate. Presidential scandal stole the White House from Trump and incarcerated 1,250 American patriots January 6th.
25 seconds left, Jake. Where are we with SCOTUS? What's the SCOTUS update? Real quick.
We're waiting until June 2024, and we should be vindicated, God willing. Hey, guys, if you want to watch that documentary, go to PatriotDayMovie.com. That's PatriotDayMovie.com. Thanks, Bill. I love you, brother.
You got it. Happy New Year, my friend. Jake Lang, he's in prison. He's one of the J-6ers with all the other Patriots there.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. Happy New Year to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And, of course, as we heard this week, Harvard president, soon to be former Harvard president, Claudine Gay, who failed during her recent congressional testimony to clearly condemn the anti-Semitism sweeping her campus, announced her resignation after yet another round of plagiarism accusations. Her departure marks the shortest tenure of any Harvard president. And it is good news, says Gary Bauer. With us right now to talk more about the Gay situation and what happens to Harvard post-Claudine Gay is the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based news contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Happy New Year, DeRoy. How are you, buddy?
Great, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too, and Happy New Year to our listeners.
Yeah, well, I guess these accusations, which, former Harvard president tried to deflect, mounted up. They were so clear. In fact, I talked with our good friend, Dr. Carol Swain, of which, a lot of the plagiarism came off of her books and off of her writings. And when I spoke with Carol about this, DeRoy, she said at first she took it in stride and said, well, that's the best form of, a compliment. Is for somebody to copy you, but as she looked into the incidences, and they just kept mounting, and they were just so clear that, in the ranks of academia, to plagiarize so blatantly
And repeatedly, it started to break Carol's heart. And she thought, well, how could she do this? And it's somebody, you know, with this kind of credential, I'm talking, you know, Dr. Gay, with this kind of credential and, you know, and to be a president of Harvard University, this is just, this is unacceptable.
No, it's totally inexcusable. And look, it's not like one or two times and she was in a hurry and she hit send before she had a chance to do one more edit. Okay, fine, people make mistakes, but this wasn't one or two or three times. This was 50 times. Right. And this isn't some freshman, you know, in freshman English comp class. This is the PhD who is the president of Harvard University. And I love how people in the media try to whitewash this and say, well, it wasn't plagiarism. It was insufficient attribution. That's like saying, well, it wasn't arson. She just put gasoline on the front porch and threw a match on it. But it wasn't arson.
Right.
Insufficient attribution is the definition of plagiarism. And
right. That's like saying, well, I didn't exactly rape her. We just didn't have enough foreplay.
Yeah. It was just unconsensual.
Something like that.
Sex, that's all.
I'm sorry.
The kind. Yeah.
Right.
Astonishing. And this is something you learn in college not to do. And for people who may not have academic backgrounds, I thought before I went to college, I thought plagiarism meant that everything, every idea you had in a paper had to be brand new, never been thought of, a path-breaking concept. It's nothing like that. All it means is you can say, look, blah, 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 said Woodrow Wilson, and just put in quotes, and then just indicate, you know, it's from a speech or it came from a book he wrote or whatever. So you can write academic papers where you quote people and put their ideas in, and you can comment on them or say, I like this idea, dislike this idea, here's why it's a strong argument, here's why it's a weak argument. But you need to put it in quotes and say, who said it? That's all you have to do. It's so easy to avoid. This isn't like, well, you know, Claudine Gay didn't manage to split the electron on this particular nuclear particle. No, nothing like that. It's nothing that elaborate. Put quotation marks around quotes and say, who said them? That's all you have to do. And on 50 occasions, that was asking too much of the president of Harvard University. Absolutely, absolutely shameful.
So what did she go to the same school as our president, Joe Biden, when it comes to attribution? You just cut, copy, paste because, you know, the computer says you have the capacity to do that, and you abandon, you know, all form of ethics?
Well, look, that's the point I'm making, Bill. Cut, copy, paste is perfectly okay as long as you put comma quotation marks and then add said so-and-so or according to such-and-such or as appeared on The Tonight Show or as appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, whatever you want. So you can cut and paste as long as you want, as long as you explain where the cut and paste came from. If you do that, then you're fine and nobody bothers you and you can run all kinds of academic papers of that sort. I read not long ago a book by Mark Levin on the Democratic Party and how out of control they are. And a lot of his of the text is like, you know, now let me quote from this speech, and you've got like three pages where he just pretty much put speeches in and congressional testimony went in pretty much verbatim. But he explains where it came from. It. That's fine. That's totally okay. It's when you do that and put it in and you don't put your where the attribution is, and then people think, oh, Mark Levin said that. No, so he can say that Ted Cruz said it or that Antonin Scalia said it or whatever it might be. But if you don't do that, then you get in big trouble. And again, it is so easy to avoid. There's no excuse for this, especially 50 times coming from the president of Harvard University. Absolutely appalling.
It is. And the thing is, you see, this has all come about because we've opened the door of anonymous reporting, misinformation, abandonment of the truth, and these hardcore principles, DeRoy, that you and I grew up with. I mean, basic principles that we learned as freshmen in high school. And, of course, I was raised by nuns, so my earlier years, that was drummed into us in such a way that, you know, the fear of God was put upon you that thou shalt not steal.
That's right. Yeah, and if you don't put a foot in it, you will burn in hell for eternity. Well, that might might focus your attention and raise your standards. And then the look, you know very well, and all of us, all the folks listening to us know, if this had been a white male who'd done this, he would have been gone in 24 hours. This woman hung on for a good month with all kinds of people making excuses for her and saying, well, it wasn't that bad. And, oh, she updated her papers. If you're a student at Harvard, they don't give you a second chance like this. You're out of there.
Exactly.
You know, you're suspended, if not totally expelled. And, of course, this is, of course, also added on to the whole controversy about the testimony where she, in the presence of University of Pennsylvania and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, were asked by Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from upstate New York, does it violate your school's standards for somebody to stand up and say, I advocate the genocide of the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it depends, and well, about the context, and we're not sure, and, you know, requires further study. This is a very easy answer. No, it doesn't. Yes, it violates our standards. No, it's not something you can do. And if you talk about, you know, killing the Jews on campus, that's not allowed under free speech. This is, you know, these are at least fighting words, if not killing words, and that's not permitted.
Exactly.
But, you know, she couldn't handle that, and the president of UPenn got fired. And now that Claudine Gay's resigned, you've got Al Sharpton and other people saying, well, it's racism and bigotry.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you
no
knew that was...
Black women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the president of UPenn quit after this testimony, and guess what? She's not black, she's white.
Yeah,
so it turns
out
not to be a racist matter after all. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, they played that card really quick. And, of course, the other thing to look at here, to your point, DeRoy, is look at how this the wagon circled around her right afterwards. I mean, you had, what, over 700 professors, if I remember that number correctly, that supported her and, you know, gave her all kinds of, I guess, cover, for lack of a better word, on this whole issue. And there was no way that they were going to, you know, look at what she did as some sort of offense. You know, and it wasn't like Elise Stefanik asked her to define what a woman was. It was just, to me, it was a very academic question, wasn't it?
Yeah, and an easy one. You know, the easy answer is no, you're not allowed to call for the genocide of the Jews on campus, period.
Right.
It's a very easy answer. And I think in each instance she said, all right, let me ask the question again and give you another opportunity to answer this question. And each time they couldn't give a straight answer. Now, if you'd said, is it against the speech code of Harvard to say, you know, let's round up the blacks and lynch them, she would have said, oh, of course, that's a violation. That's a hate crime. That student would be packed up and off campus within, you know, 10 minutes of saying such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
But you bring up the Jews. Well, I don't know. It depends. Put it in context. And you know, can you really say, and what really is genocide? And I mean, you see these people twisting their hands because they've decided, thanks to DEI and all the far-left thinking, that Jews are white, whites are oppressors, therefore you can't defend the oppressors, therefore you must think it's okay to call for their genocide. I mean, that sounds sick and twisted and evil the mindset of the left in America has become. These are people who are kind of soft on genocide. Imagine that, a political way of thought that is soft on genocide in America. And it was now 2024, but that was 2023. Truly,
the sociological equation on it is unbelievable. I agree with you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch on the other side. Stay with us.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based news contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. So, to kind of wrap up this Claudine Gay situation, she's resigned, and this was amazing, to finally come up with the final number. And I guess we needed to do a deep dive on how much plagiarism was involved, because initially it was just a couple of times, maybe 4 times, but now the total, and maybe even more so. I guess some people maybe still be working on it, but at this point we're talking about 50 incidences of plagiarism. This is absolutely shameful.
Yeah, and again, people make mistakes. Maybe you're in a hurry. Maybe you're tired, and at 4 in the morning you forget to put an attribution. Fine. That, again, a couple, 2, 3, 4 times, okay, we let it play. But 50... Right. 50 is just reckless. That's absolutely reckless. And, if you were a freshman or sophomore at Harvard or, at Santa Monica College, doesn't matter where you are, and you do that sort of thing, you get in trouble.
Right.
And you're the president of Harvard University, you're supposed to be upholding the highest academic standards at arguably the most prestigious university in the country, and you're running the place, and you engage in that. What message, if she stuck around, what message does that send to students on campus? Hey, plagiarism's cool, no big deal, whatever. Just, take somebody else's paper, copy, put your name on it. Hey, that's fine. I mean, boy, what a terrible, terrible message that would have sent if they kept her around. It also would have sent the message that, well, she's black and she's a woman, so it's okay. We don't want to hold her up to the same standards as if she were white or male. I mean, wow, that is really racist and really sexist.
Without a doubt.
Just because she's black or female, she can get away with this, whereas a white man could not or a white woman could not.
Well, and the court spoke on this clearly, DeRoy, with the decision on affirmative action. I mean, it really clashes with this whole DEI
you know, affirmative action program that has infiltrated all the institutions. Corporate America is beginning to wake up and realizing that it is costly. It's not making them money. It's, in fact, doing just the opposite. But, you know, Claudine Gay is an example, sadly, and I feel for her, because this is what was created by the Marxists in this whole DEI scenario, and that is that life became about box checking. And you might as well, even as you go into Harvard and Yale or any of these Ivy League institutions, you say, okay, as an incoming freshman, how many boxes do I check? Because that's going to determine my future and my future income and my success. So, you know, this is the mentality that we've reduced academia to. And academia needs to understand, and this is the leadership of academia. They need to, you know, get away from the influence of all this foreign money and this Marxist narrative if they're going to, you know, clean up the system and to make sure what they're turning out are people of quality, to where if you have a degree from Yale or Princeton or some Ivy, that it is prestigious, that it does have credibility. And now, you know, Claudine Gay has done a lot of damage to the brand, I would say, not only of Harvard, but all other universities across the country.
I agree with that. Certainly, I think academia overall looks quite tainted because of this, because of, again, of the comments from the presidents of University of Pennsylvania and MIT, by the explosion of anti-Semitism we've seen since October 7th. You know, here in New York City, just literally about four blocks from where I live, the Cooper Union College, you had a group of Jewish students basically barricaded inside the library because there's a group of pro-Hamas protesters and people screaming, yelling, and they felt physically threatened, so they locked themselves in the library. In New York City, in the United States of America, in 2023. This wasn't, you know, Berlin in 1937, and you've got Jews hiding from mobs in America two months ago.
Yeah.
Astonishing.
Right.
So that of course happened on a college campus. So the reputation of the universities in general, I think, have suffered. The other people who I think have, unfortunately, are in a sense victims of this are people you mentioned, Carol Swain, Condoleezza Rice is another example of black professors, although Condoleezza Rice is so distinguished, maybe she's not tainted in a sense. But the people who might look at Carol Swain, look at other black professors, and think, wow, you know, how many times has she plagiarized? How many times has that guy copy-pasted without attribution? And it makes everybody of color, particularly black folks, who generally look cast shadows upon us, shall we say, when you have somebody like this get in this kind of trouble. I think that's totally unfair, that's inappropriate, that's wrong, but I've got to think when you see somebody as high level as the black female president of Harvard University basically shot down because of plagiarism. You know, it makes people wonder, you know, okay, she was a diversity hire. Was this other person a diversity hire? Is that other person engaged in plagiarism or shoddy academics? Mm-hmm. And that's really too bad, because there are a lot of people who are great academics, great scholars, don't do this sort of thing. And yet when this kind of thing happens to somebody like Claudine Gay, I think those people look at that, you know, consciously or unconsciously, ask those sorts of questions, and that's the real shame when that happens.
DeRoy, in 2024, would it be possible to get Al Sharpton's race card and play it like the old maid card game? Get it out of here. It's run its course. I mean, why do we even mention him anymore or people like this? They're not interested in uniting the races of America to really be able to fundamentally exercise the foundational principles of this democratic republic. They have hindered it time and time again to only serve themselves in their own interest. I don't see where Reverend Sharpton, with all the money that he has raised, you know, through this race baiting and intimidation of corporate America, and he and, you know, Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition and everything, and how they've held corporate America hostage, you know, for, yeah, I mean, they're nothing better than some of these ambulance chasers that chase down these businesses and anybody that they can sue for, you know, $4,000 to $6,000 at a whack. I mean, they need to be exposed for who they are once and for all, sent to the ash heap of history, and let's move on and leave them behind. And if there are followers of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and those those that want to do them harm. If they want to continue to follow them, hey, look, it's a free country. They can do so. But for the rest of us, I just don't want to give him any place anymore. I've had it enough, because after everything is all said and done in all these decades of his influence, tell me what good has Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson done for blacks or for America?
Little, if any. You know, he might have been able to make an argument back in the 60s when we were, you know, shutting down Jim Crow and all that. But that was, you know, 55, 60 years ago.
I think then, though, DeRoy, I'm sorry to cut you off. I think then they were running off the wind and the skirts of one Martin Luther King Jr. who had the vision.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
And so what they did is they kind of hijacked his honor, in a sense, and in the name of what Martin Luther King Jr. had done, and they've aberrated it for their own self-interest.
Well, their self-interest, and much more so their self-enrichment. You know,
exactly.
A lot of what Jesse Jackson did, and much of what Al Sharpton does, is basically extortion, you know, Mr. Acme Company. If you don't start hiring blacks, or more likely donate to Operation Push, or donate to National Action Network, we're going to have a bunch of protests and call you racist. And a lot of people say, well, we don't need that bad PR. We don't need protesters in front of our building. So here's your check for $50,000. I'll buy a table at your dinner, or whatever it is. And these are, in many respects, shakedown artists. And you look at what Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson's pretty much out of circulation at this point, but Al Sharpton still is in the game. And so much of what he does is not about, let's try to get over racial differences and try to get along and find some way to have racial amity in this country. It's usually about stirring the racial pot, getting people hot and bothered, getting people yelling at each other. And in Al Sharpton's case, he's got quite a bit of blood on his fingers, getting involved in controversies in Harlem, like there was a men's store, or some sort of clothing store, I think he was, run by a Jewish person, and he had a protest in front of this place called Freddie's Fashion Mart, I think it was called. And one of Al Sharpton's supporters got very interested in this, went in, set the place on fire, and killed, I think, two or three people. I mean, this is deadly stuff. Al Sharpton's been involved in the Tawana Brawley fraud. He was supposed to pay a bunch of court judgment on that. I don't think that's happened. So you've got all sorts of awful things about Al Sharpton. He is not a force for good. He's a force for evil in this country. And I'd be very happy if he just retired and took care of his kids or grandkids or neighbor's kids or whatever else he can do.
Well, and of course, and then you have attorneys like Benjamin Crump, for example. How much damage did he do? And how much blood is on his hands after the misrepresentation in the Trayvon Martin case? I mean, why the guy did not get disbarred is beyond me. I mean, they're attacking guys like John Eastman because he had an opinion about what happened in the November elections, and they're trying to disbar the guy, and others that they've, you know, put on notice to disbar because they disagreed with the results or just said, hey, look, can we look into the process of what happened?
Yeah.
You know, Benjamin Crump flat out lies to the court. They bring up a false witness, and he gets away with it and ignites all kinds of racial hatred. And people were killed, because anecdotally it was said that on several occasions where a black would kill a white, he would say, that's for Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this happened, and you had also the Ferguson, Missouri case as well.
Exactly.
And of course, George Floyd, add that to it. I think Crump was involved in two, if not all three of those cases. But, you know, the fact you got away with this is yet further proof of our two-track justice system. You know, if you are Benjamin Crump and you misrepresent him and engage in those sorts of legal shenanigans, nothing happens to you. If you're one of Donald J. Trump's attorneys and you're just representing him in court, which every American has a right to have an attorney, including, you know, mass murderers and rapists and killers, but if you represent Donald J. Trump, well, you're going to get disbarred and they're going to tear up your law life.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
I mean, there are people who have been convicted in court in Georgia just for giving legal advice. I thought it was legal to give legal advice. It may be bad legal advice, it may be legal advice with which you disagree, but you ought to be able to give legal advice in this country without being indicted for it.
Got to leave it there for now. To be continued, DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy, as always. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks very much.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.